Lighting up the country. More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment. It's March, and as our favorite teams are gearing up for the tournament madness, Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers are preparing for the spring planting season ahead. The Iowa Soybean Association is ready to team up with farmers to deliver a winning game plan through innovative research, tools, and technical support that maximizes their soy checkoff investment. Make 2024 your championship season by visiting iasoybeans.com today. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward. There is no limit to electricity's power to serve you, and the more you use of it, the less it costs. Or so read an ad in the Hampton Chronicle newspaper in March of 1938, promoting the Franklin Rural Electric Cooperative in Hampton. In the early 1930s, only 10% of the farms in this country used electricity for home and farm purposes. In May of 1935, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Rural Electrification Act to provide federal money to help farmers build distribution lines. The next March, the local newspaper in Hampton ran a story asking if there was enough interest in electrifying the rural areas of north central Iowa. In February 1937, the Federated Rural Electric Association was created, covering the counties of Franklin, Hardin, Wright, Butler, Grundy, and Hancock. Days after, the new group asked for a $222,000 loan from the National REA Fund so local farmers could build their own generating plant. When that was approved, things began to move quickly. A plant was built, and the first meter was set at the E.H. Messerschmidt farm in West Fork Township on March 21, 1938. A week later, as locals remember it, the juice started to flow. Over the next decade, a total of 4 diesel engines were installed in the Hampton plant, which is now owned by the County Historical Society. It's now on the National Register of Historic Places, and with good reason. The Franklin Rural Electric Cooperative became the first co-op in the nation to put farmer-owned generated electricity out on farmer-owned lines when electricity started to run through those lines on this date in 1938. And that's Iowa Almanac for March 28th. Follow us on Twitter, @IowaAlmanac. Until tomorrow, I'm Jeff Stein.